Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of vector databases and AI agents with a focus on Superbase. Buckle up, folks. It's going to be a wild ride.
I'm so ready. Vector databases seem complex, but this video promises a step-by-step guide, even for integrating with Superbase, which I've heard can be tricky.
Exactly. The creator highlights the challenge of finding clear instructions on linking Superbase credentials with Make, formerly Integromat. That's where this tutorial shines, a practical, hands-on approach.
So it starts with Google Drive?
Yup, they download a PDF of the US Constitution as an example. Any document type can be used, but it's in Google Drive. This downloaded file gets piped directly into the Superbase vector store within Make.
Okay, so that's where the credential challenge comes in.
Precisely. They guide you through setting up a new Superbase project, copying the service role secret, the project URL, all the good stuff. But the key takeaway is the SQL code. They emphasize copying specific SQL code directly into the Superbase SQL editor to create the necessary tables. Seems this is the step most tutorials miss.
That's so helpful. So many tutorials gloss over the crucial details, leaving you scratching your head.
Totally agree. This one stresses the importance of that SQL setup, particularly if you're using OpenAI embeddings. They mention changing the code if you're using a different embedding model, which is important to remember.
What about chunking? That's a big part of vector databases, right?
Absolutely. They use a recursive character text splitter in Make and recommend asking ChatGPT or Claude for help determining appropriate chunk size and overlap based on your document length. Clever tip.
So after the data is in Superbase, how do they interact with it?
They use a question and answer chain within Make, powered by a large language model, LLM, in this case GPT-4 Mini, connected to a vector store retriever. This retriever is linked to the Superbase vector store, allowing you to query the database directly through the chat.
Amazing. So you ask a question, and it pulls the relevant info from the Constitution stored in Superbase?
Exactly. They test it with questions about the Second and Fifth Amendments, and boom, it works flawlessly. They even show the logs in Make, highlighting the path the query takes, demonstrating the entire workflow. Really helpful for understanding the process.
This sounds incredibly powerful. Imagine the possibilities.
Right? And the creator reiterates how difficult this integration was to find elsewhere, emphasizing the value of this step-by-step approach.
Definitely a must-watch for anyone interested in leveraging vector databases with Superbase. Thanks for breaking it down.
My pleasure. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode of Nutty's Show. Bye.
Goodbye.